The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, of course, we've had a week of European athletic success, but no prospect of success in football because we simply ain't there as the Euros begin tonight in Munich with Germany taking on Scotland. Kathleen McNamee from Off the Ball is here. Morning, Kathleen.
Morning, Pat.
Overnight news then. First of all, Rory McIlroy, a good start.
A brilliant start for him, equaling his best ever start at one of these US Opens. He is tied at the top at the moment, 5 under par. I was finishing work kind of late last night and just, you know, hand looked at Twitter for a couple of hours, went on, and it was like everyone was glued to this. And we know that he has a really good record in the US whenever he does start well. So he started with bogey-free rounds of the 2011 US Open, 2012 PGA and 2014 Open, and he went on to win all three. So this is exactly how we want to see Rory McIlroy starting the weekend off. He's had a couple of times where he hasn't started well and then he's been playing catch up and he's nearly got there. So you'd hope that this is a good sign as to what's to come over
the weekend. Well, of course, all the stuff going on off the course has been preoccupying him, I suppose. And now everything is stable for the moment, so he can get on with golf.
Yeah, that would be the hope for him, definitely. Everything seems to have stabilised at home with his family, so all he has to focus on is the golf. And he said himself that, like, sometimes he goes into these tournaments and he works himself up a little bit too much and the nerves get to him too much, whereas he hasn't felt that this week. So I suppose perspective is everything in these things.
Also overnight, we had League of Ireland action and Shells continue apace.
Yeah, the League of Ireland action last night was absolutely mental. There was just so many good results. Shells scraped a win, but also if you watched most of the game, it was very much one of those ones where they deserved the win. It's just they really struggled to get that goal. So, I mean, Duff coming into the league has probably been one of the best things to happen to this league, and it feels like it's actually a year where it's competitive and we're not just going to have a whitewash from Shamrock Rovers.
Who were beaten,
which is massive.
Then we'll move to European football. And I don't get involved in this at this stage because we're not there. I'd be following every match that we were playing were we to be there. But I won't get interested until the final stages because you could spend your life watching football.
You really could. I mean, there's two or three games, I think, on every day for the next like 10 days or something while the group stages are on. We're actually just talking about it in Off the Ball there before I came in here with you. And everyone was saying the same thing. No one has actually really paid all that much attention to the build up to this Euros. And we were like, is it because there's just too much football on and you're just a bit too used to watching it and it doesn't feel exciting? Or is it because Ireland aren't in it and therefore we don't have any excitement?
I mean, we've just seen the end of the Champions League and the Europa League and as well as the Premier League, and suddenly we're into this.
I know. I also feel sometimes I felt the same going into the Six Nations this year, which is generally my favourite tournament of all sport to watch after the Rugby World Cup and everything that had happened. But then once it starts and it's on the TV and you're kind of casually watching it and all of a sudden you get really invested and you pick up a random team that you suddenly really enjoy. I mean, I remember that for the last Euros, I was over in England for it and I just remember getting absolutely jumping on the Italian bandwagon because it was such good crack over there compared to going around singing Sweet Caroline the whole time.
And what are the bookies predicting? Who are the hot favourites? Germany at home has got to be.
England are hot favourites and then Germany very close behind. I think I haven't looked at the bookies predictions, but Opta have England with a 20% chance of winning and France with a 19.1 and then Germany coming in behind them. So it's kind of, I think you can understand why France would be up there with the success they have. I think they have a better team than England. They have less injuries than England. They also have Mbappe on their side.
And Ronaldo will be playing for Portugal.
And Ronaldo,
always worth watching.
Always worth watching, although I don't think too many Irish people would say that after what he did to us during the week in that friendly before the Euros.
Now, let's move on to GAA action because we've got both hurling and football.
Yes, it's a very busy weekend all round. So we have in the hurling, in the preliminary quarterfinals, Offaly versus Cork and Laois versus Wexford. That one is a little bit of a one-sided one because you're having the Joe McDonagh Cup teams coming in to go up against the ones that were in the hurling championship. So we've seen before that there have been quite big results in that. One of the big ties of the weekend in the football is going to be Dublin versus Mayo. That's on Sunday down in Dr. Hyde Park at 4:45. The Mayo will be hoping to get a result against Dublin for later on in the summer, you would imagine. But also, it just feels like the Dubs are at a better strength at the moment than they are. And also the loss of Paddy Durkin, massive for them.
Yeah, finally, we go back to soccer and Ten Hag staying at Manchester United. What do you make of that?
I think it actually really reminds me of the John O'Shea situation, where it feels like United have gone round the whole place and said, oh, we didn't get all the people that we wanted to get, so actually we're going to stick with you. So I don't know how Ten Hag would necessarily feel in this situation, unless he's got a big sign of support from Ratcliffe, or they've had a massive conversation about why they actually want him, because all the talk since even before Ratcliffe took over is that he wants someone else in that position. And I don't know, was it that because Southgate refused to go into negotiations until after the Euros? Maybe that was just like a little bit too late for them. And also, there is that slight thing at the moment in like club management where it feels like there's not a lot of really top level managers that are actually free.
There's some like Thomas Tuchel, but he's taking time out now.
Yeah, but Tuchel is a sort of manager who comes in, does well for a couple of seasons, and then either falls out with the board or the players. We've seen it happen with Chelsea. We saw it happen in Germany. I thought Terzic leaving Borussia Dortmund was an interesting one. I think that could have been an interesting
fit. Do we know
fit.
Why? I mean, they had a fantastic season until the loss in the Europa.
It seems to be that he went to them and wanted to get out of his contract. I was out most of yesterday, so I didn't see any specific reasons coming up.
There was some talk of player disaffection, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, there's talk of player admiration for Ten Hag in United, that they seem to like him.
Yeah, I've heard, this is the thing, because it goes back and forth week to week depending, and maybe now that they're not all playing and he's not having to pick them, they are happy enough. But I know there was some annoyance with certain players that the formations that he was playing and who he was picking to play, and the attitude of some of the players as well on the pitch wouldn't exactly say to me that they respect him as a manager, you know.
I don't understand why players, say like Marcus Rashford, whose form has fallen off a cliff. I mean, their value falls off a cliff if their form goes off a cliff. So you should always be playing. If you're not playing for your team, you should be playing for yourself, your own value, your own reputation.
Absolutely. But I also understand if you're in a dressing room and there isn't a good vibe and you're frustrated, how it can be easy to lose sight sometimes. And I mean, you would say it wasn't just Rashford that happened to in there. He cut a particularly frustrated figure the last while, as did several of the other senior ones. But I mean, we're seeing what the result of that is now with the Euros coming up and the England squad that was picked. I mean, you can only do what you can do. And I think the young players that came in through United this year are definitely the ones that saved them. And you can see that they still have the love of playing, but they also haven't played there for all that long. So maybe that's why.
Kathleen McNamee of Off the Ball, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.